The state fair functions for many Americans only as an amusement park, with carnival rides and games and funky, fatty foods. But Dr. America believes that it's also a place where city and suburban dwellers could come in contact with their agricultural roots. The state fair began, after all, as an agricultural exposition, a place for farmers to display the fruits of good stewardship and to share wisdom and innovations in agricultural practice. Today, fewer Americans farm for a living than ever, and most of us are increasingly ignorant of the roots of our own lives. For many of us, Old MacDonald, if we ever knew the song, is the sum total of our agricultural knowledge. At the state fair, the farm is almost a theme park, presented as an attraction, as merchandise, and as cuisine. We're invited to ogle the livestock and let our kids pet animals that are almost as exotic as the lions and tigers and bears at the zoo. But we're not encouraged to think very much about farming. Thinking is not one of the main attractions of the modern state fair. So the fairgrounds at the American Studies Museum might be a better place to ponder both the politics and the profession of agriculture. For hundreds of years, agriculture sustained a certain kind of character, a certain kind of community. As writer Paul Grucco suggests in his book Grassroots, farming once entailed something more than production and marketing, more than a livelihood. It was a culture, a vocation, he says. This agriculture cultivated crops, but it also cultivated virtues. Writing about the Amish, ecologist David Orr notes how their agriculture cultivated virtues of humility, simplicity, moderation, prudence, frugality, hard work, neighborliness, and family stability. Within a system of agriculture, seed and feed and fertilizers were tools for farmers. Pesticides and herbicides were supplies. Tractors and plows and combines were implements for efficiency. In a system of agribusiness, these tools also make tools of farmers themselves, and the corporations that supply them become the tail that wags the dog of farming. With a huge load of debt for land, equipment, and supplies, a farmer can't afford to miss a payment. So when push comes to shove, farmers are sometimes forced to choose the financial sustainability of their operations over the long-term sustainability of the land. Like the family farm, agribusiness also sustains a certain kind of character, a certain kind of community. It's a character shaped by the cultural practices of the market, which devolve inevitably to the bottom line. And it's a community located not near the fields, but away from them, in urban congestion and suburban sprawl. Agribusiness understands a farm not as a cultural practice, but as an economic unit, a way of growing profits. During the 20th century, the century of agribusiness, Americans increased agricultural productivity so that currently less than 4% of the population feeds the rest of us, and a good part of the world as well. But the costs of this productivity are impressive too. Declining rural communities and displaced persons, loss of topsoil and genetic diversity, depletion of energy and water resources, chemical contamination of water, and new generations of hardier pests. Of course, agriculture and agribusiness aren't entirely separate, and some people who succeed in agribusiness do know the real culture of agriculture. The crops of agriculture and agribusiness are much the same, but the harvest is different. Biotechnology promises a fix for some of our agricultural problems. But American agriculture is already a technological fix. Our current problems are the result of solutions to earlier problems, which suggests how technological fixes can themselves get us in a real fix. A more lasting solution, but a more difficult one, would be a cultural fix. It would involve all Americans, and not just rural folk, in the care and feeding of farms and farmers. It would require us to think comprehensively about our food and about our land and about our agriculture. It would require us, in effect, to make our supermarkets into schools, supplying not just foods, but understanding about the economic and ecological consequences of our foods. And it might mean thinking, and thinking at least twice, at the state fair. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, contemplating the agricultural origins of his corn dog with ketchup and mustard.